Good morning, this is Tommy Hayes, and I'm so glad you joined with me today for Morning by Morning, April 29th, 2024, celebrating our personal Passover as we apply the blood of the Lamb to the doorposts of our hearts. Good morning, Lord Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, come rule and reign in my heart and life today, Revelation 19:16. This word comes to mind today from 1 Corinthians 5. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. 1 Corinthians 5:7 to 8. On the cycles of the biblical calendar, the week of Passover, the feast of unleavened bread, will end tonight. The first Passover was when the spirit of death passed over the homes of the people of Israel, who had applied the blood of the Lamb over their doorposts during the last plague upon Pharaoh in Egypt, that he would finally let your people go. From Exodus 12, then Moses called for the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and he will see, when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. Exodus 12:21-24. They were then commanded to keep this feast of the unleavened bread in remembrance of this Passover, remembering your deliverance of your people from out of Egypt with such haste that there was no time for the bread to leaven. Exodus 12:14-15. That feast is now fulfilled in Christ, our Passover lamb. 1 Corinthians 5:6-8. In Christ, our Passover lamb, we celebrate our deliverance from sin and death through the blood of the lamb and the cleansing of our souls from the leaven of sin. 1 John 1:7. You celebrated your first Passover meal of the feast of unleavened bread when you gathered with your disciples on the night you were betrayed and handed yourself over to be crucified, dead, and buried for us. Luke 22:14-20. You are eternally destined to be for us the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29. So I do remember all you've done for us. I celebrate the first Passover, and I celebrate every day of my personal Passover when you caused death to pass over me and deliver me from the curse of the law of sin and death as the blood of the Lamb was applied to the doorpost of my heart. From Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:1-2. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my Passover lamb, my Lord and Savior, my healer and deliverer and sanctifier of my soul. I celebrate the feast by embracing the one who fulfilled it in your blood through the sacrifice of your love for every soul who would apply your blood to their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray by the Holy Spirit, Lord, in agreement with this one, join with me right now. We praise you and thank you. We celebrate you for the blood of the Lamb that's been applied to our hearts. And Lord, just release that. Release that blood over every heart that needs to know your love through the sacrifice of your blood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you, my friend, and you have a great day.